This is Liminal, written by Rosemary Cat 5 and read by Tipsy Kitty. The buildings were fascinating. That's one of the ways Danny tried to explain it to Tim. They were hidden exhibits, buried pieces of history, forgotten ruins right here at home. But it wasn't just that, though they were fascinating and historical and everything else. There was something to the sense of intrusion. Walking on light feet in an empty place where he shouldn't be. The sense of being 10 years old and walking shoeless in an empty school building. The sense of being the last person in the uni library as all the lights turn off one by one. Should he say anything? Let them know someone is still around? Or should he just sit in the quiet and let them lock up without noticing him there, hidden behind the stacks? People are lovely, of course. And noise is movement and joy. But the quiet leaves a little prickle. Wrong in a good way. Getting away with something. A little spark of adrenaline. Every breath audible in the quiet. Every footstep the only one of its kind. The only light shining faintly in from a phone screen or through a cracked window. Liminal spaces. Danny couldn't get enough of them. The auditorium was not empty, but Danny was sure he was the only person there. The other, the clown, the not a clown, not really, the one who spoke with the bird's voice, she was there too. She was always there. She, or he, or they, or it, it doesn't matter, silly, was always there. Even when he couldn't see her. He could feel her plastic fingers against his scalp or his wrong skin scraping against the floor. Leaving began to feel like a blur of memory. Returning felt like a buzz of raw terror and a spark, just a spark, of that right-wrongness. Stage fright. Excitement. Something was real and there, and he had to go back. He had to. He had only seen the matinee, the rehearsal, and he had a ticket to the full show. Can't miss it. The show must go on. And his skin feels wrong on his body, and he is the stranger in this place. He is always the stranger, isn't he? The person sneaking into the old building where he doesn't belong. The friendly face at the bar spelling fast friends. We'll get your performance ready in no time. And tepid plastic fingers cut lines down his cheek. How could he have ever thought this place quiet? It is so full of music. He hears it now, in all those spaces he once called liminal. It's faint sometimes, echoing like shoeless feet in an empty school building, every breath audible. People are usually startled when they see him. I didn't hear you come over, they say. I've got a light gate. He smiles in reply. He does not breathe anymore. This frightens him sometimes. He's still the friendly face, almost familiar, but not quite. The kind of electric person who might draw you into a conversation or a new hobby, but you never learn his name. Did you hear about the new show up at the old Covent Garden Theater? He might say. You didn't, but you trust his judgment. His enthusiasm is contagious. He looks so happy when you show up that night at his ticket booth. But as you walk into the theater, you might see a look of sadness, or horror, or confusion, or a blank nothingness that scares you more than anything else across his once friendly face. He sells tickets, and appears in strange places, and doesn't recognize himself in any reflection he sees. The end.